Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heart and Soul. I'm so excited, as I usually am, to be with you tonight. I just really have been told to do this show. I was really guided by Spirit, and here we are. It is a tough time for a lot of people. There's a lot of energy going on, and I think this is so important for us to all stay very grounded in spirit and in faith and in love and in our power. And that's what we're going to talk to you about tonight, and also show some techniques that Stephanie will go through meditation. And let's welcome Stephanie to the show. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, Patty. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I've been, quiet all day, just setting the vibration for the show tonight. And it just feels like it was so graceful and peaceful, and it feels like this is what we're supposed to be doing. So I feel so blessed that we both listened to Spirit and said yes.
Yes, we did. It was so interesting because after this full moon, which was in Pisces, oh my goodness, just changes. And, we've been under so many different astrological influences, and then we were greeted with this full moon, which is good. It's about releasing. However, it seems to have brought about lots of challenges, lots of changes for people in so many different ways. And I don't know about you, Patty, but it seems that the more people that I have talked to and have had sessions with here recently, it's sort of like the dynamic of challenges is amplified and magnified.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Have you noticed
that? Absolutely. And that's it. That's what I keep seeing. It's at another level. It's at another frequency that we have to get tuned into. And where we were before, we are all being called, I feel, downloaded to another higher vibration place for the healers in the world and for those that are very sensitive. They've been feeling these waves of high energy. And either it's a high frequency energy, a really good one, and then they kind of come to a stagnant place, and then they have to stay there for a bit and kind of regroup a bit and get used to the energy, and then kind of takes them up to another level. And that's what I've been feeling too. Like, I am listening, I'm sure you are too, to rest and to stay very quiet, mm-hmm. and to not get taken by the energy in any way. It's almost like I feel like I'm on a highway and there's roadblocks, energy roadblocks, and I'm looking and I see them and I go around them, and I'm just like, oh no. And so it's really obvious that we are been given the sight ahead of time to say, oh, do I really want to go there? Would that be good for my spirit? Mm-hmm. So I've been asking my spirit lots of questions about how I want to navigate, and then spirit will show me how. And I get that with change in any way. You know that the change, you're asking for the change. Let's say it's a new job or a health issue, and you want to get better. So you have to go through it. And then you then land, and then all of a sudden, then you have to deal with what the change of what you asked for represented and what the teaching was. So I feel like that's some of the plateaus that we're all getting to, and we're all having to kind of quiet ourselves down, adjust our frequencies, stay in the gratitude, stay in the truth of that this too shall pass, or something greater, or do I need to look at it differently? And I think that that's an ultimate question that we have to ask our spirit. If we're trying to go in a direction and it's not taking you where you want to go, just ask yourself, what other way can I look at this? What other way can I feel about this? And I think that's an important thing when you're trying to balance and you're finding it difficult. It's because you're not asking your spirit the correct questions. to get the rerouting. You know, we got rerouted when we were coming home from Laguna because of the fire. And they shut down a whole area and they rerouted us. And so we went, oh, a new place. You know, it was more like, instead of it, oh, well, we're 2 hours out of the way, it was more like, oh, look at this. We have never seen this before. And so it is really how it's really how you enter into the changes that are coming and how you approach it, to me, is how you're going to get through this without too much destruction to your spirit, if you know what I mean.
Yes. It's interesting because recently I was on a visit to see my family in Phoenix, and I was able to snag one of those beautiful Priceline deals. Really enjoy Priceline. And anyway, the return flight meant there was going to be a layover. So anyhow, before leaving Phoenix, I was visiting with my sister. I had a little bit of time on my hands and before I had to be at the airport. And we went outside and looked up at the skies, and I just said, are we going to have a monsoon? And she says, oh, probably rain. And I thought, well, yes, cleansing. So long story short, get to the airport, everyone's on the plane, we're on the runway, we begin taxiing, and then we stop because not only was it a monsoon, it was followed by what we call the haboob, which is the wall of dust that sweeps through the valley. So there we sat for 75 minutes. And by the time that we made this simple one-hour flight to Salt Lake City, everyone had missed their flights. And it was so interesting, Patty, because a lot of people were – it was interesting to observe people's reactions. Mm-hmm. I laughed to myself because I knew on the plane, okay, this isn't going to happen. Spirit needs me in Salt Lake City for some reason. And so I just began to focus my energies there. And then just follow the bouncing ball. It wasn't convenient on one hand, but on the other, I thought, well, I'm going to stay with the flow of this rather than resist it. And so even though it was challenging and it's story upon story, I did make it home safely the following day, which wasn't on my end of the
day.
What was I going to do? So except go with the flow. But the point
the
was.
Following day. And I love it because, you know, we can't make this up. This is happening to everyone.
No.
I mean, everyone that I've, friends have, they were aligned for a job and then they were all set to sign the papers and then the company changed their mind and they're not quite sure how fast they want to move. So it was like rerouting. And so then that rerouted, and then there was another opportunity that came in the friend's path that she went to. So it was more about being in that flexible place that allowed for, in a sense, the rerouting to happen. So nothing bad happened. Maybe even something greater happened. That's always what I think.
Right.
You know, that's all I know is that who am I to say that I didn't want to go down that road. You know, they rerouted me and I was grateful. So I think that that's the energy of this moon. It's all about change. It's all about going with the flow of the change and then also finding the balance once the change has happened. You know, and being in the amazement of it instead of the story that makes it a bad story. I always think, you know, it's a funny story. If you can turn it into humor, it's a fun thing that happened to you on the way to the store, you know. So I really think that that's the key, is to turn the change into a journey. And like for me, every time I fly, I always tell Spirit, you know, sit me next to somebody beautiful. Sit me next to someone so interesting. Sit me next to, you know, I know that I'm, you know, going. And then that was the story of my life. I sat next to an amazingly powerful spirit. We connected. And to make a long story short, she didn't know that I was a cranial sacral therapist. And she had brain injury. So I left her. I said, call me. I'm in Tahoe. If you're in, you know, come by and see me. She's like, okay. So she called, and then we started texting, and it turned out that she's like, what do you do? And I said, I'm a cranial. Oh, she said, I need you. I've been looking for someone like you. And I said, yeah. And so I was thinking how Spirit always puts you right where you're supposed to be. So I said, well, come on up. And so she came up, and we had a great time. But then I said, come back, and let's do a session. Because I felt like, you know, that was what really was going on. And truly, the most amazing things happened at that point. It was like Spirit had the show, if you know what I mean. I just sat back and watched miracles happen in this body. And she stayed overnight, and then she woke up, and she could hear for the first time. And her whole left side had been, and her whole left side had been traumatized by all the plates in her head, and she had more footing than she ever had. She actually went for a walk with me the next day, and she didn't feel so unstable. And every day, I feel like I've met a new sister, and I feel so blessed that Spirit led me to this. And that was, to me, how we have to travel in life, is to know that we're always being called to be in service everywhere we go, and to just keep saying yes, you know, just keep saying, okay, yes. You know, I'm good, I'm open, and miracles happen. And to me, that's what I have really learned with this moon, is that I have no idea where they're going to put me, you know, in the way of being in service. And also trying to change and shift in energy. And so I just kind of say, okay, whatever you got planned for me, I'm open to it. And I think that is the health.
Patty.
Excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Oh, you disappeared there for a moment.
Did I? Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. I disappear a lot, you know. But no, I think it was the phone. The phone did it this time, not me. But so let's raise the frequency for everybody listening, so that they can get into that beautiful place of balance and joy about it, and really engaging in the flow of change, without fear and without expectation. And let's bring that energy into everybody listening tonight through the meditation, okay? I know we talked about it, and I know you're aligned with it. So everybody nice, I'm going to turn it over to Stephanie, and she's going to get us nice in that beautiful place. Thank you.
All right, everybody. So wherever you are at, whether you're sitting or lying down, whatever your space of comfort is, this is a time of relaxing, and we're going to be connect creator source. So we'll begin by taking a deep breath in. So, and as we inhale, we're going to do so to the count of seven. So let's begin and go ahead and inhale and quietly count to yourself. And hold for a count of seven. And then release to the count of seven. We're going to take one more deep breath in and do the same thing. Quietly count in your mind from one to seven. And hold. And then exhale to the count of seven. And as you release this last breath, visualize yourself where you're all outside together in a beautiful grassy area. And the temperature is a lovely 72 degrees, very temperate, not too hot, not too cold. There's a light breeze blowing right now. For those who want to just be on the grass, there's a beach with the ocean, and the ocean water is so warm and lovely, so warm. So wherever you would like to be right now in this scene, take your time, your place, whether it's sitting down on the grass or sitting on the beach. And in this picture, we're going to close our eyes even then. And we're going to just really look at ourselves, look at this life that we chose, how we chose our parents, our lineage, this soul, this physical body, how we connected with Source and consciously chose each and every detail of where we are at right now, at this moment in time. And we all know that regardless of physical age, we are all an energy and we are all a frequency. And we know that age is not a definition. We feel and know and believe in the power of our energies, in the power of the divine, in the power of Source. And as we are reflecting on this, what we can call our own internal universe, we're going to reflect upon how change comes and goes, just like the waves of an ocean, how change comes in and change releases. And right now, when we think about ourselves and our lives and what's going on, regardless of how big or how small, once we get into the vibration of the change going on, once we move into that space of the flow and go with the flow, we're feeling Creator's energies. We're feeling Source's energies. And these energies are coming in with the color blue. Blue is healing. Blue brings and generates the energies of joy and harmony and happiness. This color is so important to us. We come from the water. We come from the earth. And when we think back to the lovely movie about Avatar and the blue people and the healing circle and joining arms while sitting on the ground and sharing in this energy, we remember what our frequency is. We remember where we came from. We know that our frequencies are higher than where we are right now. When we remember where we came from, we can move that energy into the here and the now. We can feel the shift in our frequency. And as we're sitting in our very comfortable places and we're thinking about our lives and what's going on, what kind of decisions are we making each day, what kind of challenges have come up, when we bring ourselves into alignment, when we put ourselves into the flow of the chaos, and we flow with that change, however we need to, whether we get in our rubber raft and we float, or we simply surrender and say, okay, God, you know what's better than I do. Carry me through and see me through. When we release and we yield to this energy, we see that Source, that Creator, that God has had a much greater plan than what we can see or feel. We can see now that the outcome of these challenges is so much greater than we ever imagined. Because when we go through the flow of change, we think about what else is possible. How does it get any better than this? Access Consciousness teaches this. How does it get better than this? Always ask ourselves, what else is possible? As we're sitting here in the grass or the beach, or perhaps you chose to go swimming, we're going to inhale the color of blue, which is joy and harmony. So inhale this color and also exhale this color, because as we bring in the joy and the harmony into our beingness, we're raising our frequency, we're raising our vibration. And as we exhale, we're releasing those thoughts, those feelings, those energies that are not serving us, and yet all those energies are being transmuted into joy, into harmony, all through Source. As we reflect on this and we continue to inhale blue and exhale blue, and we reflect upon going with the flow of change. We can see better, we may not understand, but we can see better that when we yield to what is going on and we surrender and we release, life becomes an adventure. We end up on spontaneous field trips that mean many, many different things. Maybe we meet a wonderful person. Maybe we make a new friend. Maybe we can impact someone who is in need by helping them in whatever way they need. Many times we don't realize what a gift we are to people because we stop and make the time to listen to those around us. And in sharing this higher frequency, this higher vibration, we are all connected and we bring and contribute and raise this vibration on the planet. All of us who are out here and who are open and willing to yield to this change and to go with the flow, this is a part of our calling right now, especially in these times, to go with this flow of change. To really experience this movement so that we can become familiar with it, because we have entered a new dimension. This new dimension is asking all kinds of new things of us. And we know that the best thing that we can do is learn how to be a passenger in this vehicle that Source has placed us in and to move with this flow. So as we reflect on this and we think about this, we're coming back into our bodies again, back into these physical bodies here on this planet. We understand that our calling is of a different calling, that we are called upon to be examples and leaders of change, and we do so by experiencing it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And as we breathe in our blue, and exhale blue, coming back into the room. And as we inhale and exhale blue, knowing that our frequencies have changed, we're coming back into our bodies. And we're wiggling our fingers, wiggling our toes. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And welcome back to the new you.
Tiffany, that was great. We have a lot of callers, so I would love to take them in this nice open place to receive the information and to that they will get from Spirit. That's what I know. So let's take the first caller, 262. You are on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hello, 262, you are on Heart and Soul. Hello, you must have me on mute. Hello. Okay, well, that's the start. We're going to take the next caller, 917, you are on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello.
Hi, welcome. Who are we talking to?
My name is Ashiel. How are you?
I'm good. Ashiel, and where are you calling from?
New York City.
New York City.
Exciting.
So I'm going to turn... Yeah, exciting. I'm going to turn you over to Stephanie, and then I'll come back and I'll do a reading with you, too. So if you have one kind of question or issue or anything that you'd like to talk to her about, feel free.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well. How are you? And how can we help you tonight?
Not bad. My question is, I've been going through a lot of changes. Spiritually, I've been growing a lot. And as a result of that, I started to distance myself from my friends because I felt like I was going a different direction than they were going to. And... so I pretty much lost everybody, but I'm willing to, you know, to do that because I feel like at the end it's going to be all worth it. I don't know that yet, but it's just I'm going with my intuition. But there's one of my friend in particular that I used to be close to, but, you know, I just, like I said, I kind of distance myself from him. But what I do is every time I'm running to somebody that I used to know, used to be a friend, even though I distance myself from them, I try to be really courteous towards them because I feel that's the least I can do. But this particular friend, you know, I run into him twice. The first time I see him, he pretend like he didn't see me. But, I just go out of my way. I feel like, you know, I just say hello, you know. And tonight I run into him again. And he was very close to me. He was acting like he didn't see, but I still went on my way to say hello. I'm just trying to see, should I even bother or what's going on with him? It seemed like he has a, you know, I'm just trying to understand.
Sure. And what is your friend's first name, please?
Victor.
Okay. Okay. So, first of all, what is happening with you is the frequency changes that Patty and I have talked about. And when we go through changes, especially on a spiritual level, we do find that as we change, the people that we used to know sort of drift into the background, and it's not a negative thing. And this makes way for frequencies who are going to match our vibration. So it'll be like frequency and higher. So some of the conflict here, however, is also acting as a mirror for you, because the resistance that I see that you are feeling is simply the fact that there are different qualities going on within him that are reflecting back to you, meaning where you used to be once upon a time. And while you may not be in that space any longer, it's just that when you come into it again, it feels, how do we say, rather like an abrupt energy charge, because it's representing something, even if it's one simple single belief that this person is mirroring back to you. It's really causing you to, it's helping you actually to look at yourself and see where you've been and where you are now. So, you know, and it's also a general commentary for those who do choose to walk this spiritual journey. It does mean change, and it does mean going with this flow of change. And so sometimes the people that we choose to be around needs to change, and it seems to occur naturally, just like what you are experiencing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. But I'm just trying to be courteous to people. That's what just say,
sure,
hi, how are you? And then I keep it moving. You know, it's not like we're having a conversation, but even that seemed to be a problem. That's why, I don't know, this whole, so I don't even know if I should bother in the future or whatever, and just keep going, because I don't want to be, I just don't turn into him, so to speak, because like I say, when I see that kind of behavior, that's too negative for me, and I don't want to turn into a negative person as well. So that's why,
correct,
I just keep it, even though we're not friends anymore, the least I can do is say hello to you and keep it moving, which is I usually do. I just say, you been good, and I keep going. But even that, the idea of him like seeing me and pretend like he didn't see me, so I don't know, I mean, what coming from him, what's going on? Is this something? I understand what you said about me feeling about the situation. What about him?
Sure. And a similar thing is happening with him, because, first of all, he is sensing the frequency change within you. He feels uncertain about, what is going on. And therefore, with you being attuned and going with the flow of your path, and where you're at and what your vision is for yourself in terms of connection with spirit, that's intimidating to him. So his frequency is on a different level. I think that's the best way to say that. And he feels intimidated. So there's something, there's a charge you are mirroring back to him, something, which is the opportunity for him, should he ever want it, to step into a similar pair of shoes that you are. You're embracing your spiritual path, and he's making a different kind of decision.
you're also honoring the divine in him regardless by being courteous and then keeping it move, you know, keep moving down the road. I realize it's not necessary to spend time in that space.
Okay, I understand. So should I just keep, every time I run to him, just say hello? Because I usually just do that with everybody that I used to know. I just say, how you been? And I feel like, you know, that's the least you can do, you know.
Yes, and when you think about your spiritual path and honoring the divine in others, you know, that's okay. And sometimes we do have to, we do find ourselves in a position of making a personal choice about how we want to handle that. Let's ask Patty what she has for you, because I think she's going to bring you better information. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, the first card I pulled was fear. And I don't know why that came up or in him seeing you. And it could be fear of intimacy, you know, of him having to connect at your vibration. You know, because if somebody isn't equal to your vibration and you show up and you're in a blissful place and they're not, guess what? They are afraid of you. Energetically, they just don't know what to do. And so they would kind of shine away from a higher frequency. So just know it wasn't you, it was him. He was in a very, I'm going to say, dark place, and you are in a higher frequency. So, you know, it's like anything. I have this story that I was back east, and I love lobster salad. And so I walked in, I was so excited, and I said to the girl, oh, you have lobster salad, that's so great. And she looked at me like, and I looked at her, and I realized my frequency was so high. And I looked at her, and I said, you hate me, don't you? And she said, I do. And so it was a really funny reality, because I was so aware that my energy was pissing her off, you know, and she did not resonate with me at all. And so it was actually a funny moment, and she laughed, and we kind of connected at that level. But all I'm saying is it wasn't, and that's what Spirit said to me, it wasn't you, it was him. And when you start to vibrate at a high frequency, it's not that they are, they're just not in that yet, you know. They're dealing with low frequency issues of worry, fear, upset, whatever they're in, and you're not. And so it becomes almost like a threat to them in some way, energetically. So just know that all you can do, and that's what we can do for you, is when you picture your friend, I want you to send him, like, see his heart opening up and see like a vacuum cleaner and start vacuum away any negative vibrations that you see around him, because you'll see it, and just start cleaning up his energy field for him. And I bet that the next time you see him, he will be much more receptive to talking to you. So that's what you're going to be doing as the healer that you're going to become. And as you become enlightened, you use your light to help another reach their highest potential, right? So instead of, we can always feel the difference between me and that person, but what we can do as energy workers is we can help them with a great vision for them to elevate their energies. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that is bigger than I'm just experiencing. That is using your new frequency for the highest good for everyone. So, you know, I always think, why do we want to be enlightened? Why do we want to excel in this energy field that we're in? It's because it's necessary for the whole planet. And it's necessary for others to recognize your vibration and get to it too. And so that's, to me, what you are doing by sending him, by picturing him and by vacuuming and sending him great love and high frequency. That's what you do when you feel the difference. It's, you know, you can leave it alone and then question it, and then you actually, what happens when you do that is that your frequency will lower itself.
Yeah, that's important to me. to stay positive as much as I can, you know. So
Right. But you know what happens is when you start to wonder, well, why did he not, you know, look at me? Why didn't he talk to me? So then what happens is you're actually lowering your frequency from being in a blissful place, because now you're wondering what happened. So it's actually pulling you down. So what you do is you stay up, and then you see that that person is needing some energy, and you just send it to them. You just send them great love, and you, if you see some dark stuff around them, just vacuum it and give it to spirit, and that's what you do. And then, to me, that's how you maintain your place of peace and love.
Okay.
Is that you can recognize it always. Like if someone is in the world and they're having a tough day, I do that. I just send my angels and say, angels, please help them, you know, clear away any, you know, disturbance that they have in their frequency. So I do that. I mean, so you do that too. To me, that's the power of where you're at right now, is to start to really use it to elevate those around you. And this is I believe that's why he showed up, is for you to start to see that you can do this.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just glad at least I understand, you know, about him being intimidated also. I kind of got that feeling too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't the first time. It happened before. And then somehow kind of felt like it was intimidated. But, you know, it's like I'm moving forward in my life and he's not, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, I kind of sensed that there's a little, you know, intimidation there. But I'm just going to be curious.
And you know what? Your spirit was right. You were right. So just know that you were right, that he was having a difficult time. And being up against something greater or brighter is very threatening sometimes and intimidating. So and you don't want. I mean, to me, it's you are a loving frequency, you know. So you're sending out that vibration, and to me, that's what we have to do when we see it and feel it. Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much, Lily.
All right, I'll let you continue listening if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, continue listening. Excuse me?
No,
okay.
I'm going to listen on my computer, actually, because my phone is going to
Okay, look. All right, you decide. Okay, all right. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Okay. But see, I think that's interesting, because that's when, as we change, I know that, you know, we don't really want to lose the connections to the people we love or one time knew. So I believe that this is the time to use that frequency to help them. You don't have to engage with them at that dimension or at that level that they're at, but you can send them energy and do some work. It can take a second. You can just, you know, turn it over to spirit and say, you know, I ask the highest and best for that person. You know, I can tell that they need it, you know. So it's, and that's what I believe we're doing at this moment. So let's take the next caller, 111. You are on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hi, ladies. This is Jane. How are you both doing?
Hi. We're good, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing well.
And you're calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, I'm going to turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to call you over. I'm going to turn you over to Stephanie, and I'll talk to you later.
Hello, Jane.
Hello?
Hi, Jane. There you are.
Hi.
How can we help you tonight? What is your question?
Just wondering if you see any changes coming up for me with regards to work.
With regards to work. Okay. All right. First of all, Jane, the first image I received when you asked that is slavery, and there's a perception going on within you at this moment regarding the work and feeling enslaved to what's going on here around you. So it's like on one hand there's a need to work, on the other hand you're feeling like, oh my goodness, this is such drudgery, blah blah blah. Does this resonate with you?
Oh yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, well, so let's
we're going to do a couple of things here. So through Creator, let's go ahead and unplug you from the collective belief that work equals slavery. And we're going to plug your energy back into Creator, back into Source, so that you may receive the energies that you need, all knowledge, wisdom, skills, understanding, so that, first of all, it does increase your frequency, and secondly, so that you can understand the law of exchange, the give and the take. What I feel like also, Jane, is in your work environment, even though you work with people, regardless of how many or how few, they really are not understanding you. So you feel like you're walking around, you feel like you're an energy in a body, and the body doesn't match the energy, and it's very confusing. So let's go ahead and call in like frequency and higher, because what I see and feel for you is a change coming up. You're going to have a choice of possibly shifting companies. There's also an opportunity to do something internally as well, if that makes sense. And so the current environment of all the people that you're in, I do see that you're simply growing on a spiritual level, and the people are trying to find you, and it feels like they look right through you. So anyway, there is change coming, and let's see what Patty gets with the cards, because that will help offer a more complete perspective here. But I just want to validate for you that this change is going on. And so for you to stay in the flow, I know that Patty is going to bring in a different insight for you.
The first card was developing a new level of relationships. So to me, that shows great change, and in a sense, in your favor, that the next relationships that you will develop will finally be in kind of on the same page with you. So in that's what you need to keep asking yourself: Do I fit here? Does this place, respect me, honor me, and in a sense, is it the best place for my growth? And so if that's a no, then Spirit is saying that the next place will, in a sense, and be the place for you to have that fit. So change is definitely in the horizon, which is good. And it says, and they're telling me that you have great psychic insights on the events that have taken place. In looking back, you can say, I kind of knew that was going to happen, and so it's really about you tuning back into your own intuition about everything that's happening and staying very honest about it. Yeah, staying very honest with yourself about how it feels. And if you stay honest with that, then Spirit can move you to the highest frequency that is the highest for you. So it's really a good thing that you start to talk about it, to put energy towards it and what you do want. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and I feel like that quiet desperation energy is around. It's like, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to. It's a little bit of fear mixed in with all that. So you really, it doesn't serve you to do that to yourself. And because Spirit will only allow for change to happen once you recognize it and really kind of put it out there that you want it and you're available to it. Okay? So that takes energy. That takes to break through any fear of even talking about it. So it's almost to talk about it, even writing it out in a journal is very powerful too. Get it out of you and get it to the point where you see exactly what it is that you'd like to create and start to do that. Okay, because that's what will happen. Energy will follow that. So, All right. Well, thank you for calling. I'm going to keep you online if that's okay with you, all right?
Thanks so much. Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, the next caller, 812, you are on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Yes, my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Where are you
calling
from?
Very good.
I'm calling from Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
Oh.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My question is, there is a guy that I'm currently separated from. I'm just wondering, what do you see us working things out, or what's the future hold for us?
Okay, Nicole, as you're asking the question, I can feel, I see you holding your hand over your heart. This is so heavy on your, this is so heavy on you. The interesting thing about this guy is that he really did bring music to your heart. It's interesting because you're showing me your heart chakra, and I see musical notes all over it. So there was something magical and happy, everything about this person. Right now, however, for the time being, I still see a continued separation. And it's partly because of the theme of what we're talking about on this show. The frequencies are changing between the two of you. He feels a little bit more quieter, where he, meaning he likes to go inward and think. He's a thinker. And you like to, you know, be spontaneous and live in the moment. And not without thought, of course, but you're a bit more lively and he's a bit more quiet. Yeah, that's all it is. And it's, it is a nice blend and a nice balance. So I still see a gap of time between the two of you for a little while yet. And, you know, honestly, there's so many planetary changes. It's like give yourself probably another month or so. It's not that there won't be communication. It feels like there is randomly some communication. But I see a continued separation going on for a bit because it's like there's something unresolved on a soul level within both of you where you do want to proceed together in your hearts, yet at the same time this has brought your, both of your souls are choosing to have a moment of truth where you're each asking your own self what's going on here. And is this something we want to continue to proceed forward? So this is a very transformation space and time for each of you. And you love each other dearly. There's no doubt about that. I see that clearly.
Mm-hmm.
However, it looks like the paths are going to stay separate for a little while. Let's see what Patty gets with the cards.
Yeah. It's really more talking about you. It's saying about new career opportunities for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really jumping over the whole relationship thing. So I really think that they're saying, don't worry about that. Let's talk about you. And so they're giving me gifts of money, time, and effort. New career opportunities are coming your way to pay off debts. It's talking more about you and less about the relationship. So it's really showing me that Spirit is saying, focus on you right now. And they have abundance, and they have nice, amazing changes that are going to be happening in your life that are what you want. And it says, happy times, make a positive, optimistic long-term plans. So they really want you to get right back into yourself again and try not to pay so much attention to this relationship at the moment because they're really trying to work with you right now on developing what you've come to do. Okay, and so and I do feel once you do that, you're going to be putting yourself back into your power place and also into the center. And also, it relieves expectation from relationship when you just focus back on yourself. And so that's what they're really saying. Once you do that, it will shift the energy and it will have more space between you and him, if you know what I mean, because your focus won't be only on this relationship. It will be back onto yourself again. And it's that's a very healthy way for it to kind of regroup and come back to you in a healthy way. So I do see that there's kind of distance that is necessary for you to find this place back in yourself and your power again. And I also feel, and I'm going to say this, that there's issues around him. And I get, like, I feel like addiction. I just don't know. I don't know why it's showing me that, but I feel like it's not you. That, and you can't fix this. And you have to get to that place of surrendering it over. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he just got out of drug rehab, but he's involved with somebody else, and this person's a bad influence on him.
I see.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely showing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really showing me that this isn't something that you can fix. And I know you're concerned with his well-being, and you're seeing this as an unhealthy connection for him, this other relationship, and you're afraid that it will bring him back into, you know, using or doing whatever. And that's what you have to stop. You can't change this. This is his path, and he's the one that has to see it and know he has to change. So you have to pull it right back into you again, okay, and get your life back squared one, because that is what this is healing is about, is to say, okay, that's where he is right now. And let him be. You know, that's the only way change happens, is that they have to see it first, right? So, and Spirit really showing me that let's focus back on yourself. That really is the key right now. And I do feel that he will see that this is a bad thing, and I feel like he's going to right himself. If you know what I mean, write himself back into a good place.
I don't
place.
Know what that means. What's write himself? I'm sorry. I don't know what that means.
Well, meaning like he'll get that this relationship is going to be pulling him back into that behavior. Okay?
You
so
mean my relationship or the one
that
he's in
one.
Now?
No, the one he's in now. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where you have to stay very separate from the whole thing and kind of just get back into your life again. Because it's
I
your
have,
power.
I actually have. Yeah, I
good.
Actually have, because his girlfriend won't let me talk to him at all because she does not like
mm-hmm.
me. And, I've been doing this for about a year. I've gone back to school, and I'm almost finished. I'll be done this fall.
Super.
So, yeah, I have been
so
paying,
you're
going to
be moving forward.
Me.
Yeah. So this is where Spirit just wants you to stay focused on that again, and be proud of yourself, and get back into, in you know, the powerful place you were in before all this happened. You know, so I do see a separation necessary for his and your development. So I know it's a tough one to see, and it's a tough one to let go of, because you love him and there's great love and you want the highest for him. But it sometimes is what you have to do. It is actually it's separate from anything that you can change, you know.
I have to ask you guys something. Long do you think the separation is going to last? Because it's been going on for since 2016.
Stephanie, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to answer this in a different kind of way. I've been listening
mm-hmm.
to some information by Cryon, and I'm not sure, Nicole, if you're familiar with Cryon or not. Anyway, he's one of the teachers on the planet, and it's
mm-hmm.
interesting because he talks about 2017 and 2018. And I've listened to two different videos between yesterday and today about this. And we really are in this flow of change. It's like, in order to be in this change, we have to be thrown out of the jump seat and fly in through space and just figure it out. And so that's where you are at right now, and you're gathering up your energies. At the rate it's going, and also, should he continue to stay involved in his relationship at present, honestly, I don't know that the opportunity is going to come back. If he were to make full circle, it would take probably what I'm getting in terms of numbers is another 8 months or so. So based on what I'm seeing and getting, it goes back to Patty's read for you, which is keep focusing on yourself and bring yourself back into alignment. Esther Hicks out there on YouTube, there's a beautiful another beautiful video to listen to, and it talks about relationships, and that's the focus. What does a relationship feel like? It's warm, mm-hmm. it's easy, it's delicious, getting into alignment with that energy. And when we get ourselves
right.
into alignment, and then we bring that energy to us. So whether it's him or someone else, that's what's going on here. He's not in the space that you're at. And I don't know that that's going to be realistic for some time yet. So that's what I see for you.
Yeah, because I feel like I have grown and he has gave me so many tools. Because when I met him, I mean, I had a spiritual awakening and everything like that. But it's like he's taught me so much and gave me so much. And I am like, as far as like, you know, the intelligence, the tools I need to succeed, and he's just taught me so much to be a better person. So I mm-hmm. think I've gone to the highest plane on this and everything. Mm-hmm.
And this is also where we would, again, at the top of the hour when we were visiting, this is where Spirit's asking you to now release yourself from that. And once
yeah.
upon a time it served you, and you're simply, you're changing, your frequencies are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it is your time to let go and to be in the flow as you have been. And you will continue to be in that flow. The question is whether his soul and his soul's journey will want to choose that or not. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on a soul level, I think I know you understand that. I do.
Yeah.
And it's not an
yeah.
easy thing, because this man has helped you a lot. And at the same
mm-hmm.
time, what's hurting you and causing the questions more than anything is that it's generating pain within you too. There's like
mm-hmm.
a pain and a suffering going on in the growing and the releasing, because when we grow and we quote unquote outgrow, there is a grieving process. And it's important to honor
right.
that. You may want to think about writing a letter. We're still under the energies of the full moon, releasing it. Write a letter,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is you want to say, and have a burn ceremony or tear it up outside, however you wish to, you know, what feels
mm-hmm.
right for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just, like, my intuition's telling me if he keeps going down this path, he's going. There is substance
mm-hmm.
abuse. I don't know. He's just got a rehab. I don't know if he's going back into the drugs, but if he is, I just get this feeling like he's not going to be around much longer. You know?
Mm.
That's my intuition telling me.
Right.
Mm.
And that would also, that would still be his soul's journey as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. And
I know.
It's not, yeah. Okay. Well, very good.
Yeah. Yeah. That
okay.
I do know, but I'm just saying what I feel wishing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to just
yeah.
see the highest good happen for you and
yes.
for him. Okay?
Yes.
Because I do think
exactly.
it's two separate things right now. I do. I think he needs,
mm-hmm.
you know, to remember who he is and how much life loves him, and you need to
mm-hmm.
to step aside and just get back into that whole place of your own amazing life that's ahead of you. You know, you just finished school,
yes.
your things are going to be, you know, blossoming, and I want you to be, you know, in the gratitude of what you've accomplished, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you've done a lot.
Oh, I am.
So,
I am,
yeah.
actually,
and
yeah.
so be proud of yourself, be strong in yourself, and know that, you know, he will be just fine, and he will be taken, and just keep giving it away to Spirit every time you think that a worried thought about him. That's what you can do. That's really what only you can do at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love?
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Well, keep listening, okay? We'll talk
okay.
soon.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah, I know, you know, we love and everybody, you know, and we fear for people. And, you know, if we think about when we're, you know, taken to the thoughts of the negative of that this person would do this or do that. But then that to me is not an elevating thought, you know. The most we have to do is have the highest vision for that person and see them succeeding and see them happy and see them, you know, never, you know, seeing the saying the words, I will never do that again. And that's the highest vision you want to have for anything instead of the worry thought. So that to me is just a shift of consciousness. And so when you have a thought in mind that's a negative thing, just shift it and see what you want for that person. You want the highest good, okay? But anyway, we're going to take caller 212, who's on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Hi, Casey. I was hoping you would call in.
Oh, thank you. So sweet to hear that. And I something tells me to keep checking your show page. And I noticed there hadn't been a show in a while. I was like, and then voila, there was today. Because I don't get the reminders anymore from Blog Talk, although I don't think it's them. I think it's a stupid email. I have to get a different email. Anyway.
Well, see, you were supposed to find it.
Yes, very good. So nice to hear you guys. Such a nice show.
Thank you.
And, hi, Stephanie. That was a very
inspiring.
That was a very inspiring message. It's I feel like I'm failing though, and somehow that I'm not with it. You know, I don't think I'm with the higher energies. I think you know, I've been very depressed and. Some days I'm doing better, and I try to get out of it, but basically that's the thing, and I think that I've just been overwhelmed and lost, and I keep thinking, is this really what I signed up for my life? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And is anything ahead for me? I'm better. I'm supposed to change. I'm very worried
about
it, and I don't know what that's about, and I wonder if that's even the right.
You're very worried about Nick, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, go ahead.
I just want, sometimes I wonder if it's even right for us to be together. Well, I think I'm talking too much. I'm kind of overtired, and I think my brain is getting strange.
Oh, it's okay, Casey. So would we like to focus on you? I'm familiar, and I know there's medical things going on for both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You feel is, or you know, comes through for the my highest and best at the moment, I guess.
Sure. That. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do something a little bit different with you this time, and I have a set of Archangel Raphael cards, and Archangel Raphael is all about healing.
Yes.
And so, yes. Yes, and they're beautiful, beautiful cards. And so I'm simply just going to ask, what is it that you need to know for your highest and best regarding your health and Nick's health and what's going on in your world right now? So let's see what Archangel Raphael, what the messages are that he has to say. So the first card that I have, this is very interesting, alternative medicine. And the prayer, yes. So alternative medicine, and of course, each of these cards has a lovely prayer. This one is, Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for guiding me to the ideal healing treatment modality and for giving me clear signs and messages to validate the best path for my well-being. So the first thing to consider then would be alternative medicine. The second card is very beautiful, and it's entitled Acceptance. And the message, the prayer is, Dear God and Archangel Raphael, please help me accept that everything is going in the right direction. So this would, bringing this back to you for just a moment, it may be a trust issue. You know, you shared that you're not certain about the path that you're on. Is this really what it's meant to be? So this is asking you, the archangel's asking you to say, okay, you know what? Everything is as it's supposed to be. You're exactly where you need to be right now. The third card is about avoiding allergens. Dear Archangel Raphael, please assist me in identifying and avoiding allergens that may be toxic to my health and happiness. Help me to only crave healthy foods and beverages. And then I like to do a validation card, and this one is entitled, Do More Research. Thank you for clearly and gently leading me to the information that I need to know for my well-being. Please give me the courage to be assertive as I take charge of my health care needs. So I like the fact that, first of all, these cards are focused on health and, you know, the highest and best. Secondly, for you, and this has been a common thread for you, the area of alternative medicine. So you, because of who you are naturally, what works for you is going outside the box. And you have challenged the medical community. You have done things your way. And the acceptance card is saying, you know what, you're on the right path of doing this. You do have sensitivities going on that I feel, physical body sensitivities to things in your environment. So it could be the simplest of things at home, whether it's the bar of soap or maybe the laundry soap. Something isn't resonating with you in the physical environment, so you might want to start playing with that a little bit. And the final card is pushing you to do more research, to canvas this out. So I think the fact that you and Nick share this common denominator, and that's what this really is about. You two are on this journey together at this place in time to figure out what works and what doesn't. And you're clear about, you know, you have your experience with the allopathic side. There's also the naturopathic side, the chiropractic side. There's many other aspects that you're more than familiar with. So this is simply validating that that is the right path for you to keep looking. And like Patty said, she does cranial sacral, for example. And I know that you've received another form of healing from someone out in this direction too. So that is indicating that that will help you, because you two are sharing the common denominator, if that makes sense.
Let's see what Patty gets for you. Common denominator of, say, toxic environment?
Well, there can be a number of simple toxins. You know, because of the ozone layer, things like that on the earth, all of us seem to have sensitivities to things that we didn't used to be so sensitive about. You know, once upon a time it was simple. Now it's like, you know, a certain brand of a cleaner with a certain smell can actually affect your skin, or it can affect your pancreas or your liver. You know, many people that I know of right now are simply, their cleaning product is white vinegar mixed with water, and that's it. They want no toxins or anything like that. So there, it's just, the point is there's something, there might be more than one or two things in your environment at present, just simple things. It could even be a scented candle that may not be resonating with you at this moment in time. Because of the frequencies that we are in, all of us right now are even more sensitive than normal. All of us are like uber sensitive. The other day, I don't even know what I ate, but the inside of my wrist was like, oh, well, we don't like this. And I had little tiny red bumps. They went away overnight, but that never used to happen before, you see. So that's just the example that I have for you. Let's see what Patty has for you.
Well, except after you read the first card was accelerated motion, which means that if you do focus on some of the elements in your life, food, soaps, everything, then you will feel an accelerated motion out of where you are. So I am really hearing loud and clear that Spirit is saying yes to really maybe even get a blood test for, you know, sensitivities to everything. I just had one because all of a sudden I was getting hives I mean, big hives on my lips. My lips were blowing up like I looked like a blowfish. It was just amazing. And I just was like, what's going on? So I went and I had a blood test. I just paid for it myself because, you know, that's the way I do things. I went through, and everything that I was eating, from avocados, peanuts, egg whites, and dog dander,
I was
hypersensitive to all of a sudden. And, I mean, it would make me feel really antsy, and I had to get an EpiPen because they were afraid that it was going to close my throat up. That's how sensitive I became. And that was overnight. I never had any allergies before this. So I think that that is so true of what's going on right now on the planet, that as we kind of tune into different frequencies, our chemistry is changing too. And if you have been eating the same thing every day for your whole life, now all of a sudden that has changed, the chemistry of that has changed into your body. And I was thinking about it, you know, we've gotten gung-ho on coconut milks and coconut oil, and it's a nut. And a lot of people have low-grade sensitive nut allergies. Or they have gone overboard on kale, and it's now shutting down thyroids. And so, you know, what happens is the hype of things makes us go into one area a little too heavy, and or we've been eating the same way or buying the same product for so long that now it has become a toxic overload for our liver. So what I did, and this is what you could do, it was a relatively cheap test. I think it was $149. I took a blood test. In 3 days, they got it back, and I saw everything that I, you know, high things that most of you would have every day. And they also went through dog dander, detergents, things like that. And so with that information, then I went to Life Extension, and they said, this is what you should be taking to help your liver process some of the toxins. And sure enough, I've not had a hive since. So all I'm saying is she is so right on the right page. Yeah, so right on the right page of what you need to really do to get to the root of it, because it can depress you. If you're on overload and your systems are toxic and you're on inflammation, your body is just inflamed, then everything hurts and your brain doesn't function very well. All those things really come into play on having you feel good. So I'm getting that if you went to a standard doctor, they might not do it. They'll just give you a CBD, you know, CBC test and, you know, just that. And you really need to get a food allergy test. And there's many different kinds. Sometimes they take hair analyze. They analyze your hair. You could have too much mercury, which could be an overload to the liver. So do some, and I mean it, take it seriously, because you have the means to do it, and it doesn't have to cost a fortune, but it will answer some of the questions that are going on for you. I just know it. Okay.
So it's called a food allergy test?
Yes, food allergy test. The name of the company is, hold on, let me get the name of the company for you, and it's a really quick turnaround. I think within 2 days I had my results. So, and I went to Quest, you know, Quest Diagnostic, and you could just take a blood test there, and then they'll email you your blood test, and you can go over it with a doctor from this company too. So, let's see. It's, What, you know, I don't have the name of the company. I just have my test. But so why don't you email me, and I will give you the link so that you can get that information going, okay? Because it's no fun sitting in that place of no change. You know, it's like doing the same thing and getting the same result. You don't need that to do that anymore. You definitely need to look like... Stephanie said, you think outside the box anyway. So let's think outside and see if this is what we haven't uncovered yet.
The weird
thing
is, doctor is kind of interesting and progressive in her own strange way. She does a lot of tests that I never heard of. And the last couple of times she's been doing a lot of things of organic acids. The latest thing is, I don't know if I buy this. Maybe I should have asked this question. She thinks that I can't process proteins, particularly leucine, and that's interfering with my being able to process other proteins. Do you think I have genetic defect? Does that make any sense to either one of you?
Yeah, I have heard that actually, that of a condition that people have. And more people have it than not. That's what I've been hearing. That's why they're using a lot of these amino acids to help your processing of lipids and proteins and all that. So she might be on. I like the page she's on. I think it's a really good thing to look at. But ask her when you go. Say, could you do an allergy test for me? I'd like to know exactly how sensitive I am to what I am intaking every day. You know, because it could be coffee. I went to my kinesiologist, and he told me not to have coffee anymore because he said it was making me hypersensitive to everything. Yeah, so it's usually what you do every day that is the culprit. You know, if you wake up and you have, you know, this, you really have to clean the slate and try something completely different for about 3 to 4 weeks, usually, to get it all out of your system. I just know that Stephanie was on the right page and Spirit was really trying to say, this is what you need to do. Absolutely. Yeah. And knowing it firsthand, you know, I can really relate that I was all of a sudden like, what is going on, you know? They said after menopause, a lot of people go, because your chemical changes, your chemistry changes after menopause, you can become more sensitive. That's what I researched, like, why? And that was pretty much what it came up, you know, that because I'm different because of the lack of hormones, my body processes things as well differently. So anyway, I will see the highest good for you, Kat. And I hope the next time we talk that you're going to say, I'm feeling great.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to keep you listening. I'm going to keep you listening, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Oh, well, isn't it funny, like, how sensitive we are becoming, you know, as I think that as we get enlightened or in a, like, lighter, that our intake of toxins and pesticides are really affecting a lot of us. And so let's always look at that. I think that, you know, that's a good thing to hear because maybe someone out there is needing to hear this information. So 909. You are on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hello? Oh, hi. Hi, Alisa.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
Doing well.
How you doing tonight?
I'm enjoying listening. I'm hearing a lot of things that actually apply, like the allergies right then. And all the toxins, definitely, yeah. I'm doing really well. I just, I know that I need to talk to your co-part there about a clearing.
Oh, Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to.
Good evening.
Hello.
How may I help?
How are you?
You
know, it's actually exterior from me that something that happened just recently with a long-lost cousin of mine. And I walked into a very, very dark place. I felt fine with that because I put my armor on and I put my prayer on and my gear on and I walked in and I had an idea what I'd be walking into. And didn't scare me, doesn't scare me, but the backlash, kind of the mess it threw on me is what I need a clearing from.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Energetically? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so, okay. And, I missed your first name. Tell me again, please.
Alisa,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, okay, so first of all, may I have permission to enter your space? So what I'm doing is, with your soul's permission, we're both connecting, and this work is being done through Source. So I'm asking... in simple terms,
whatever is not here for your highest and best, that it simply is releasing from you now. Release, dissolve, transmute to love and light through source. And due to this experience as well, because this was very, how do we want to say, very electrically charged for you, let's put it that way. You did receive a backlash. I am seeing psychic hooks and other things. So, again, we're going to go through source and we command that all of these things, any and all psychic hooks, any and all oaths, vows, contracts, chains, signs, etheric lines, heart valves, obligations, are all simply released from you now, separated out, transmuted to love and light. And we command for a source to download to you the direct positive polar opposite, along with all knowledge, wisdom, skills, understanding, whatever it is that you need to return to your body safely, gently, with ease and grace, to know that you are safe and to know that it is possible, all through source. Also commanding that source cleanses and clears all of your chakras right now and reconnects your root chakra back to source. And to activate, calibrate, put this into use now. There is also energy matter in your aura. So commanding that these energies are also released and dissolved. And whatever is not here for your highest and best, that it simply is returned back to source and to go back into the light right now. And any and all cords that are in any of your chakras, we command that these are all released and dissolved and transmuted through source into love and light. And to get you grounded again, you might be feeling a little lightheaded. I would recommend that you definitely drink some water and hydrate yourself and also have a little bite of something, just even a couple of bites at something, because that will help ground you and bring you back in your body again. I understand and see the shields and the protections that you went in with. And so let's have all of your protections cleansed and cleared through source right now. You definitely brought the quote-unquote armor that you needed, and this needs to be cleansed and cleared. And also, oh, this is interesting, your energies are being returned back to you through source, along with, there's an acknowledgement for you, Alisa, of this was sort of like a mini graduation ceremony for you. And I know you'll understand what that means. This was, you took something that you're somewhat familiar with, or probably more familiar with than what I realized, and you took it to the next level. And you came through this successfully.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And yeah. I'm just checking, and okay, now that's at 100%. Okay, how do you feel?
Like a weight's lifted off of my chest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tight band across actually the center of my chest. I've had all day since this morning when it all started, and I feel like that's released. It was pulling.
Excellent. Okay, good. Do you happen to have a black tourmaline?
No.
Stone? No. Do you have stones or crystals?
Yes.
Okay.
Do
you happen to have just a clear crystal quartz?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Let's go ahead.
I'm looking
and,
right at it.
Beautiful. So let's have source infuse that with the healing energies needed so that you can return to that and, you know, should you need to through the night or whatever, grab a hold of that, and that will help to replenish you from the inside out, because it was very intense what took place within all of your energy centers. So that will help bring the energy back into you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Thank you.
Oh, I am just seeing a beautiful light just surrounding you. I mean, just so vibrant and so bright. And I just feel like the angels are just around and just really holding this beautiful new space for you to just step into. And it's clear, and it's completely yours, and there's no more strings or energy pulls in it. I just see you there, and there you are, taking a deep breath, really deep breath now, and letting it all go. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Done.
All right, love. Okay, and I would just, you know, do take your feet, you know, put it in dirt and really ground yourself and hook yourself really deeply into the earth. Okay. When you send out your like picture all the energy moving down to the center and then hooking in to keep you very grounded and very strong. Okay?
Yeah. I'm going to be in a park tomorrow, so I'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I would take with every step that you take, really feel the cord, you know, there. Feel it cord hold, you know, pulling you and giving you the strength that you need. And that, in a sense, to me, is just open. It will just help open and keep the chakras really open for you energetically, too.
Excellent.
All right,
okay.
Lev.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep you listening. All right, Lev. All right,
okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we have one more caller, 773, who you are in heart and soul. Who are we talking to? Hello? Hello? Hi. I hear people.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Hi, you're in heart and soul. I don't know why, but hello, does anyone, 773, you're on heart and soul. Okay, well, I guess you'll know that you were on when you listened to the show. And so we're going to kind of wrap up. We're wrapping up the show. And I really thank every single person that called with such a great open heart and an open space. And I know that anytime you need to be reminded of this beautiful place that you're in, just, you know, listen to the archive of the show and listen to the meditation. And Stephanie, where are you going to be so that if anyone needs to get in touch with you, they can find you?
Sure. Locally here in the Pacific Northwest, I'm at Karina Bakery every Tuesday starting at 12 o'clock noon and all the way up till closing, and they close at 7 o'clock in the evening. Coming up here soon, a week from tomorrow, I will be in Long Beach, California at the Best Western Golden Sales and co-facilitating a workshop with Rebecca Fisk, one of America's top 50 psychics. And the workshop is about love, sex, and relationships. It's very interesting. It's a wonderful workshop. This is a repeat workshop. We did this in June, and we're doing it again. And it's beautiful because each person will receive a mini reading from Rebecca, and then I follow up behind to do the healing. And I also lead in the guided meditation and then do a general theta healing for the entire group. So that's coming up. And then in October, I'm taking just a short sabbatical back to the East Coast to visit friends and to hit my recentering button. So anyway, that way I can come back and feel refreshed and be a little more centered and jump right back in. And if anyone would like to schedule an appointment, feel free to visit my website. It is whitelight.love, and yes, whitelight.love. I love that extension. And can set up an appointment there, and I'm always available by phone. So that's what's going on, Patty.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving us your time and your insight and love. We so appreciate it, and I so appreciate it. And if anyone would like a reading from me, you can always call me at 530-318-3173 or text me, and we can set up a time for you. So blessings, everyone. And I really will let everyone know, so just try to follow us if you can on Blog Talk Radio. I know that Casey said they weren't sending out reminders, but I do know that there is on the show page, if you want, just press follow, you can be notified for the next show. But blessings, everyone. Be well, be happy, be strong. And remember, right? Life loves you.
Yes, I love that. Life loves you. Beautiful. Thank you, Patty. Thank you for having me on.
Bye, sweetie. Yeah, thank you.
All
for
right.
Being
bye-bye.
On. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.